What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, cutie.
Hi, cutie.
Hi, cutie.
We told you we'd see you next Tuesday.
Oh, my God. You can't just use that now.
Well, I'm just telling the truth. We'll see them next Tuesday. We're here. It's Tuesday.
All right, fine. I'm so tan right now.
I know you are. This is the tannest I've seen you in a long time.
Don't be a dick.
I mean,
okay, I'm tan.
It is.
But listen.
What?
Oh, will you hand me that book right there?
Oh, geez.
I have Stinky, and I don't want Stinky to get upset with me, but I really want to look at that book right now.
Hang on. I'm going to pull it over for you, but I just stumbled upon the 20 hottest women in golf. They're hot.
I mean, that's like a supermodel.
The 20 hottest women of golf are hot.
Can I see her? That's the prettiest girl I've ever seen in my life.
She can't. That can't be a pro golfer. If she's
absolutely not. There's no hot women that golf.
No. I mean, she should be a supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. She's a pro golfer.
So she's
rich. She plays golf and she's a supermodel. Cool. Lucky much? Here's your books.
What if I just made you get me books so that I could read and you would just do this podcast alone?
I would be more than happy to do this podcast by myself.
Wow.
I just cracked a beer. It's a nice little evening. If you guys must know, it's 9:43 p.m. here in Los Angeles, California. Ariel had yet another swim day. She's been loving the pool lately because, you know, she wants to soak it in. She mm-hmm. missed the actually, it was good because it was for work, but you missed the entire last summer for Love Island.
Yes.
So this summer, she's like, well, I'm here.
This summer, while I'm here, I'm going in the pool.
This summer, while Ariel Vandenberg is in town, she will be swimming in her own pool. There will be water, there will be white claws this summer. Swim Girl, featuring Ariel Vandenberg.
This summer.
I still am dying for a girl to be the voice of a movie. Okay, here we go. Go again. The movie is called Swim Girl.
And no, you already just did that one.
Okay. This movie is called Hot Golfer, and it's the first ever smoking hot supermodel golfer.
This summer, Hot Golfer comes to a theater near you.
That's it?
No.
Keep going.
Not done.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I guess that comes later.
Yeah, what happens? What happens?
Oh, right,
with her?
Right. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Okay, she breaks her leg on the 18th hole. Okay,
oh,
here we go. That's a new thing. Okay, go for it.
This summer, there's a movie you're never going to forget.
Hold on. Don't. You can't laugh.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This summer, there's a movie you'll never forget when supermodel turns golfer. Breaks your leg on the 18th hole. You're not going to want to miss it.
I don't understand how you're not hired for this. Do you understand some producer's going to hear this and be like, oh my God, she's genius?
That's not going to happen.
Like, you could be the voice of like the new Lexus commercial.
Lexus I8.
It's not even a car.
Lexus I8.
I have a question though.
God, you're so bossy.
Go, you go.
I'm kidding. What's your question?
Do you believe that we live in a world where there will actually be a female voice like that that announces movies? What's it called? Not announces.
They're voiceovers.
Voiceovers, yes.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
If they're going to hire a girl, they're not going to have her do a deep voice. They're going to have her be like, this summer, blah, 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 blah. And it's blah, 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 blah on the 18th hole. You're not going to want to miss it. It's like,
well, here's
that
the thing,
kind
though.
Of shit.
I totally get it. But
they're never going to be like, can you do it in a deep
the
voice?
The deeper the voice, the scarier. So that's obvious. Listen, it does make sense.
Yeah, they do it for not scary movies.
No, what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, you're right.
They do that voice for romantic comedies. This summer, when you're... Oh, I guess not. I tried to have it all joyful.
I don't think they do.
Yes, they do.
This summer. This summer, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan fall in love. Isn't it like that?
Yeah.
This summer, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks fall in love.
This summer, Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks, you got mail.
Can they do another movie?
Can they? Probably. Will
they? Can
they? Nope.
Oh, doesn't Meg Ryan look different now?
Okay.
No, literally, I just typed in Meg Ryan, and the first thing that comes up is Meg Ryan now. Meg Ryan now, 2020. Doesn't she, though?
I don't know. I think you're thinking of Renee Zellweger.
No, it is her. Meg Ryan. And by the way, listen. I meant her plastic surgery.
She looks amazing.
No, she does look great.
What the heck?
But like, I didn't recognize her.
She looks like she's 5 years old.
I didn't recognize her because, I mean, yeah, plastic surgery just.
Wow, she actually looks really pretty, though. Usually plastic surgery kind of like, it's a tough one for me, but. I mean, I get it. It's just like when celebrities overdo it and you're like, whoa, bro, don't you have to move that face still? But she looks really pretty.
Oh, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
Would you ever get plastic surgery, cutie?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah. Chin, nose, brow lift, and then right here on my cheeks and a little bit of this right here. And then I'll just kind of that right there. And then no, I think we're good. So just minor touches.
Oh, so like a reconstructive face surgery?
Reconstructive face surgery.
I would love that.
You know what? If I thought that I needed it, I'd have no problem doing it.
I feel that.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, like I'm comfortable with the way that I look. So I don't feel the need to. But it's not like I'm against it. If I felt like I wanted to feel more confident by getting something done, I would just do it. Why not?
You know why I wouldn't?
Why?
I feel like I wouldn't. I understand why people do. Yeah. But me as a human.
Yeah.
Some people just don't give a shit, right?
Yeah.
They're like, I'll try filler in my lips. I'll try it.
Yeah.
I'm scared of trying it because trying it equals 3 months of hating it.
Why is that?
Well, if you hate it, it's 3 months of hating it.
Oh, if you're saying, okay, I get it. If you hate it, you're like, oh shit, I did that and I hate it.
Yeah. And then you're stuck with it for so long. So it's like, if you have like, you know, a nose that you're like, I don't really like this nose. I would be so scared. What if I hated my surgery nose?
Well, but what if you look like the guy from the Goonies?
I don't even.
This guy.
Cutie.
What? It's not a real person. But I'm just saying.
It's not.
No, this guy played him, but he was known to just be like.
Was a real person my whole life.
Stop.
Cutie.
You thought that guy was real?
Yeah.
Did you?
You just crushed my dreams.
No, he's not real.
Goonie man.
No, but anyways, by the way, I get your point. It is scary. It's scary to say. Oh my God, that's so scary. What if someone goes in to get a nose job and their nose gets too small?
Exactly.
And they're like,
you
oh my God.
You can't make a bigger nose.
Holy shit.
That's what
I mean.
Oh
my God, that's terrifying.
That's exactly what I mean. It's like, what if you're like, oh my God, this is not what I wanted. And now you just have something wrong. But I guess here's the thing.
Yeah.
If that does happen, which it probably, you know, 99% of the time it's not going to happen. But if it does, I guess you can always get another surgery.
Well,
right?
I don't know about that because this woman went viral. I got to find out who she is.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
It's the cat lady.
Oh, it's the cat lady. Oh, yeah. So she did this on purpose.
Yeah, she wants to look like a cat.
But why is... Oh, my God. That picture's scary. That is so scary.
Here's the thing.
Oh, that one's tough to look at.
Ow!
She looks like the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Here's the thing. Like, be your best self, right? Everyone should feel the way they want to feel.
Yeah.
Everyone should be able to, like, have surgery to do whatever they want. But I want anybody to always know that they're beautiful the way they were made.
I agree with you.
But if you feel like you need to be more confident, that's okay. Or get more confidence from liking something better, it's fine. But everybody is beautiful and everybody should feel beautiful. And there's so many, beautiful.
Listen, I agree with you.
I have friends that have nose jobs and I'm like, your nose was perfect before.
Totally.
But you know what? Your nose looks great now too, so fuck it.
Well, I was going to say, I think that a lot of younger people in high school and college, they see beauty as one thing only that like movies and TV and like magazines portray.
Yeah.
I find myself, as I get older, I find beauty in a whole other way.
Yeah.
And it's confidence and it's kindness. And like, I've thought, like, I think people are like so cute or so pretty or handsome because of the way they are.
Yeah, like and if they're nice to someone.
Yes.
Or if they're like being, if they totally are feeling themselves and they're like wearing a cute outfit and it doesn't even really look good on them, but they're just loving it.
Yes.
You're like, oh my God, they're fucking cool.
No, I, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think
having
confidence is huge.
But it's hard to have confidence.
Yeah. I get that. No, I know how that's.
Can you learn to have confidence?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You know why I know
What's the first step to having confidence?
You know why I said that so loud and clear?
Because you learned.
Because there was this kid when I was in high school.
Oh, wait.
And
I was
a senior and I was cool. I ended up being cool at my high school. I was nice to everybody. People liked me. This kid was new at our school and he was a sophomore and people bullied him and he was really quiet. And I was like, this kid's super nice. And I literally took him under my wing because we had a class together. And I was like, dude, I was like, you are awesome. Don't care what people say about you. Like, just have confidence. I knew that he was, I was like, dude, I was like, what are you good at? He's like, I'm good at basketball. And like, I literally took him under my wing and taught him how to be confident.
That's
and
cute.
He actually became confident and people started just liking him because of that. And they're like, oh my God, he came out of a shell. He came out of a shell. And I helped him with that. So yes, I think anyone who is shy and doesn't feel good or confident, like, guys, just own who you are. Like, just know who you are and own it.
I have the first step to gaining self-confidence right here.
What is it?
Look after your physical and mental health.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
True. There's a confidence that comes into even guys being sore from working out. If I know that I worked out for 3 days in a row and I haven't been, whether or not my body looks any different, guys are confident. I mean, I'm sure girls are too, but I'm saying, speaking from a guy and my friends, like after we like pump, after we hit that pump, we feel confident, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's true. Guys and girls, work on your mental health and your physical well-being, which is eating right, feeling good, and exercising. You will feel more confident.
That's so true. Wow. And then you have to 100%. Keep going. You have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Or if you hate working out, just like eat really good. Doesn't mean you have to be on some crazy diet. Just eat like clean, eat good, you know,
Today's episode is brought to you by Raycon. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness and your abs like me from the gym, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to and not what your roommate or your neighbor or significant other.
Don't you point at me. I love Justin Bieber, cutie.
Yeah, well, when you blast him in your earbuds, I also hear every single song, okay?
Oh, my God.
Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of bucks on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. I actually just received my pair about 3 weeks ago. And honestly, they block out everything else. All I can hear is my music. And it doesn't bleed at all.
I didn't even know you were home the other day because you were just in your office with earbuds in. I was like, hey, cutie. And then you didn't respond. And then I saw you like 20 minutes later and I was like, wait, what the hell? You're home?
Did you see me popping and locking?
No.
I was literally popping and locking.
Okay, calm down. Okay.
Anyway, my point is these earbuds don't bleed and they just boom in your ears.
Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. I am telling you, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. They are so cozy. Ooh, and also Ray J co-founded this company, and Cardi B are obsessed with them. That's pretty cool. I feel like it's fun to know that I'm obsessed with something that Cardi B is obsessed with.
Oh, she's the best.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, if Cardi B likes it, it's got to be good, right?
If Cardi B likes it, it's got to be good. And you guys should check it out. Raycon earbuds. You can buy them at raycon.com.
That rhymes, kind of.
Well, that is kind of cool.
Now's the time to get the latest and the greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off of your order at buyraycon.com/riledup. That's buyraycon.com/riledup for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/riledup.
Go there, get 15% off, listen, blast your music, blast your Justin Bieber like my sweetheart.
Yeah.
And just enjoy.
That's my impressionation of Cardi B putting in the earbuds going, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
So, you know how The Rock, so obviously so buff.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's, let me see how old he is. The Rock, isn't he like 50 something?
No.
The Rock age? Let me see. How old is he? Oh, he's 48. Okay, here's my point. The Rock is going to be a 60-year-old man in 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be 55 in 7 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are those older buff guys, but your body does start to kind of fade. Mm-hmm. And he's so huge that, like, I wonder what he's going to look like when he's a 65-year-old dude.
I mean, he's going to never stop.
He's such a maniac. I agree. He's such a maniac.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to stop. Arnold Schwarzenegger still looks pretty good, and he's pretty old.
Yeah. Wow.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's 72?
What?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is 72.
The way you say Schwarzenegger.
I can't say his name.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger. 72.
Arnold Schwarz.
Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger. It's hard to say. It really is. Is that Austrian?
I don't know.
What's his last name? Austrian?
I don't know. Where's he from?
Oh, actually, his body does look kind of inch. No, that's still good. Honestly, that's pretty good for an older guy. He got a puffed up chest.
That looks like what you look like now.
Hey, actually it does. You know what's crazy? Arnold Schwarzenegger is the first actor that I know of that made it to become a megastar and not be a good actor.
Cutie.
I'm serious.
But he's good.
No. I grew up watching the Terminator movies.
Lauren Scruggs is calling me.
Scruggs is calling?
Scruggs.
Tell her we're on a podcast.
Oh my God, I'm so...
Why don't you answer and tell her we're on a podcast? Answer right now.
Okay.
Just tell her we're podcasting.
Hi. Hello. I'm podcasting right now. You're on my podcast. Say hi.
Oh my gosh. Hey, everybody.
Oh my... Am I acting nervous?
Honestly.
Have you ever been interviewed before?
I'm acting nervous. Interview acting nervous.
That's world famous host Jason Kennedy, everybody, and his beautiful wife Lauren Scruggs, or Lauren Kennedy Scruggs. Excuse me, Lauren Scruggs Kennedy. Let's just say I've had 25 peach rings and 20 right claws.
Can I ask y'all one question, and then we can let y'all get back to your podcast?
Yes, please.
Do you use wet wipes when you poop,
babe?
Oh, wonderful question.
Can I answer the question? Hey, guys. Hey, it's Matt. Let me answer the question to you guys and all the podcast listeners.
Okay.
All right, Matt. Even though you're going to edit this out, you big jerk.
Definitely not. This is staying in 100%.
We're keeping this. I have a bidet, so I don't use wet wipes. I have a bidet seat that sprays into my bunghole, and mm-hmm. I just pat it with toilet paper afterwards.
Did Old Spice buy that?
Yes, it did.
Wow.
My Old Spice ad bought it.
When you don't have one of those toilets, do you need a wet wipe?
Honestly, no. I don't, unless it's a really bad poop.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say that I ran out of wipes, and for the past 3 to 4 days, I've had horrendous diaper rash.
He's not lying.
I'm not kidding. I could barely walk.
Do you have, what are they called, cutie?
I mean,
Matt knows.
Holding the mic, Ariel, like you're getting ready to karaoke at a wedding.
Oh, Jason, you probably have anal fissures.
Yeah, Jason has anal fissures.
It's called fissures, and I don't have that. I Googled it. It's a horrendous
image.
It's
called fissures.
Wait, Matt always calls them frissures.
Hang on a second.
I'm pretty sure that's
it is fissure. Damn it. Oh, no. I just looked up anal fissure picture on accident. Oh, shit.
What are you showing me for? Oh.
I can't stop seeing this.
Say his butthole burns. Babe, so hopefully it'll get better.
This is on a podcast, so we need to like pull it back.
Oh, I forgot we're podcasting still. Okay.
Okay, wait. We're going to call you back, guys, back because I have to see your face.
Before you go, do you guys want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Okay. That's Jason Kennedy, everybody. Check him out online. Love you guys. I love them so much.
Me too.
Okay, guys. I've always thought, we're going to talk about this real quick. I always thought it would be so hard to find people at an older age. Like, you know, when you get older, you're like, I'm not going to find friends.
Yeah.
No new friends. That's like a saying. Because new friends, it's really hard to find. I am not kidding. Jason and Lauren are technically new friends of ours. I've been following Jason on Instagram for a really long time. But I was always like, oh, he seems so nice and his wife is so beautiful. And they just seem like a nice Christian couple. And I love having friends. I love having Christian friends because I love talking about, I never want to not talk about something that I believe in.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't really bring up stuff like, oh, I was praying today with everybody.
Yeah.
You can say it.
You can say
sure.
it. But some people just don't vibe with it because
some
they're
people
like,
go,
what do you pray about? Yeah, what do you mean?
Totally. And some people will judge you for it or whatever. And who cares? I don't care. I will tell everybody that I pray about stuff or whatever. But it's different when you have really, really close friends that you just want to be able to say that in front of, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much all my friends I can say that in front of.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a select group of people that I'm like, they probably don't care.
Yeah.
Which I anyways, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, like, we started hanging out with them and they're literally two of, I think, like, our best friends.
For sure.
Like, I love them so much. That's my point is I always thought like, oh God, like I'll probably never make a new friend because it's just, you'll never get to that point with someone where you hang out with them enough where you're like, oh, besties. I'm so obsessed with them.
The first time we hung out with them and went to their house, we hit it off, which honestly is so rare to immediately be like, oh, we're best friends. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what I love about them so much? And any friends in general, like, no judgment. Like, like people who let you be you.
Yeah.
And they don't, like, roll their eyes or like, what are you doing? Why are you so wild? Why are you so quiet?
Like,
why
you
are
you need
so
to
this?
Calm down.
Like, you're like, what? Oh, you pray? You do this? Like, people who judge, I cannot.
I can't. Because
I can't.
I truly want to be, I have had friends in every religion. I've had friends that are like, I worship the devil. I'm like, oh, interesting. But like, I would never say that. I would just be like, okay, not for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I always want to be a good friend and that's it. And I feel like a good friend is no judgment.
That sums up a good friend to me.
Yeah. Because
that really does.
Two of my other like best friends is Aaron and Lauren.
Yeah.
And I feel so comfortable when I'm with like Lauren. I mean, I've known Aaron a really long time, but my friend Lauren, who I met through Aaron, like we could literally fall asleep together.
Yeah.
We could just be on the couch and just pass out.
I love that.
And it's like, that's great.
Yeah.
Or she'll be talking to me and she'll just pass out.
I love that.
She's a great friend.
Zoran.
She's a great friend. Yeah. No, but you know, she like, I just love her so much, and I love Aaron so much, because you could just freaking chill.
Yeah, I love that, too.
It's great.
It's super important.
I guess
to have
I'm
friends
only
like
friends
that.
With Lauren's, I just realized.
Your only girlfriends are Lauren's. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like this. This episode is sponsored by Every Plate. which is so fun for me because I love eating food and I also love learning how to cook and I also love eating food. Did I already say that?
And you love eating food all the time.
I already said that. Oh. Every plate is the best. Every plate offers contactless delivery straight to your door for easy home cooking on a budget, y'all. Recipes come together in about 30 minutes. It's definitely faster than me taking a trip to the grocery store. Ain't that the truth? Because honestly, every time I go to the grocery store, I have zero clue what I'm going to cook anyways. So this just cuts that deciding factor straight out of my life. I mean, Matt and I can't really decide on what we're going to eat for dinner ever. So instead of trying to decide for 5 hours, we can actually just hang out and the decision is made.
We can watch television for 5 hours instead.
Ooh, love it. Also, you're never buying more ingredients than you need because it's already pre-portioned for you right up in every plate's box.
Last night, my sweetheart made the balsamic glazed pork chops.
Delish.
And the potatoes were delish. The pork chops were delish.
I always forget about time. Not like clock time, but like when I opened the box, I was like, ooh, a little baggie of thyme, which like I always forget about it. And as I was chopping it, I was like, why don't I put thyme on everything? Thyme in cooking is so amazing. I don't know. I'm learning a lot. Just
you're
give me a break.
You're literally a chef now.
I know. I'm a chef. And even at regular price, every plate is up to 58% cheaper than other major meal kits out there. So that's a big difference, brah.
That's huge. So guys, save your money and get 3 weeks of Every Plate meals for only $2.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code word RILEDUP3. That's right. Get 3 weeks of Every Plate meals for only $2.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code RILEDUP3. Everyplate.com and enter the code RILEDUP3, RILEDUP. And the number 3.
Oh, you can spell, cutie?
I'm learning. That was pretty good, huh?
Good, cutie. Honestly, my mouth is watering from thinking about balsamic glazed pork chops. They were so good.
We'll go make some more right now, please.
I'm going to crush you. That meal.
Listen, I want to say something for people who have a circle of friends that they don't feel appreciate them, that judge them. Like, find some good friends because it's so important.
And there, people are probably going, but Matt Cutchell, how do you find new friends?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Honestly?
I'm looking for friends.
You go to places that might have the type of friends that you want. For me, if I wanted to find new friends, I would honestly start visiting like a cool church.
I love that.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I would look for like a cool church where young people are going, that there's going to be super nice people there. And then I would look there. But yeah,
yeah,
I don't
because
know.
Also when you go to like a church, especially, everyone's so welcoming.
Yeah.
That you're almost like, like, you know, but it's nice because everyone will talk to you and they'll be like, hi, where are you from? And you're like, whoa. But that's what starts a conversation. You don't go to a freaking like art class and someone, the first thing is, where are you from?
Yeah.
Where are you from is such a nice thing to be asked.
It is.
It's
nice.
Like, oh, that's kind of cool.
You know what? I've realized, and I'm guilty of this. I want to ask people more questions. And I find myself not doing that when I meet new people because I am so busy with other shit going on. Like, yeah. I have a pretty busy life.
The last thing you want to do is, like, get to know someone else.
The last thing that I feel like doing exactly is, like, being out at a dinner with you where we finally get out and then seeing someone and meeting someone and then asking them questions. So usually I'm like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Like, oh, that's awesome. And then we part ways. But, like, it would be nice.
You're a dick.
I am a dick.
You're a
little bit of a
dick.
But it would be nice to kind of slow down and just chat with people and get to know people.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, especially now, we haven't met anybody new in so long.
Literally, we haven't met any new people aside from Jason and Lauren in maybe 5 years.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about because of quarantine.
Oh.
But sure.
No, for real. Like, I don't
We've
know.
Met people.
I don't know. Oh, actually, Pinkston is a new friend.
Pinkston, my friend Jeanette. Like, we meet people at work. Like, I become really good friends with Jeanette Ogden, who's.
Oh, my God.
Shut the kale up.
Do you know what's so crazy that I'm thinking about?
What?
You became friends with Jeanette because of social media, because mm-hmm. you guys did Dyson together.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's obviously, that's how you meet people. I get it. I became friends with Alex Oliver and Ryan Pinkston from shooting videos.
Yeah.
From literally being like, oh, I like these guys. Like, they're funny.
Yeah.
And DMing them
yeah.
or connecting like that and shooting videos.
And now they're our friends.
And now they're just our friends.
And they like, come and hang out.
And they come and hang out. I love that.
I know.
But also, I'm not kidding. Dating apps are a good place to make friends. Because a lot of these apps, you don't just have to like meet girls.
That's just you though.
Why? How is it just me?
Because people on dating apps aren't looking for friends besides you.
No, no. Dating apps have the friend option now.
Yeah, no one's trying to find
Bumble has dating buddies or buddy date or something like that.
God.
I'm not kidding. I just saw one of the Vlog Squad members promote Bumble BFF or whatever.
Bumble
FF. But I swear to God, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I moved right now to Chicago and didn't know anyone there, I would go on Bumble BFF and I would literally be like, cool. I would start swiping on people that looked like they'd have the same interests as me.
I would literally just go on Instagram.
And just, I know, but you don't know who lives in Chicago.
No, you just go to like a Chicago tag. You find like a cool bar. And then like look at the people at the bar. And then you're like, oh, this person got tagged. He's kind of cute. And then I go to the bar.
Hold
and I'm
up.
Like, hey,
there are way less tags than just putting on the location filter on Bumble and actually finding out that there's 3,000 people on Bumble that want to be friends.
Yeah, but those people might want to be friends with you for the wrong reasons.
Get your shit straight.
Oh, God.
Get your shit straight.
Guess what time it is?
Fan question time.
Fan questions. Question time.
Well, do you want to, should I ask the fan question or do you want to ask the book question?
It's question time.
Do you want me to ask the fan question?
Yes. Do you have a fan question?
I have fan questions ready to go. Yes.
Oh.
Someone said, what have you guys been watching in quarantine lately and what would you recommend?
I like the view.
Okay. Go ahead.
I like the view.
You do?
Yes.
You're my best view.
Yeah.
You guys have probably seen that clip on social media. That's from season 4 of...
No. 90 days before the 90 days.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's on 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days. That's what you have to look up. Not just 90 days. 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days. And then it's season 4. It is good.
It's good.
It follows the story.
We're getting really into it.
We're getting into it. It follows a storyline of 4 different couples. And essentially what it is someone lives in Russia or the Philippines and they want to move to the United States.
Some of them do. Some of them do love.
Some of them find love, but it's.
I think the before the 90 days one, that one is very interesting to me.
Well,
but the ones like just 90 Day Fiance, there's a couple of them. I'm like, oh, they really love each other.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But of these four.
Lisa and Usman.
Oh, Lisa and Usman. Is like.
I mean, this guy is like a hot Nigerian like rapper. And then this elderly woman, I'm sorry, Lisa, but
she's like an elderly, like smoker woman, like with like the raspy
like,
voice.
Usman, get over here and clean my feet off. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, my queen. And you're like, no,
no. Okay. That's my point is, listen, yes, some of these couples could be in it for real love. Yes. The majority of them on the show, 90 Day Fiance. No. Because so what happens is in every single couple, there's an American and then there's someone who's not from America, Philippines, Nigeria,
yeah.
Australia. These people want to move to the United States for whatever the reason is, a better life, college education, whatever. And they fall in love. I'm doing that in quotes online with the person from America. And then that person from America goes to their town in Nigeria to meet up with them. And it's just the most oddly paired people ever. And you're watching the show and you're like, these people are not in love. That woman wants to bang this hot Nigerian dude. And the hot Nigerian dude just wants to get to the United States. It's that simple.
I can't.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then
it's so crazy.
And then the guy, the 53-year-old Ed, just wants to marry a 23-year-old Philippine? What can I say?
A Filipino?
Philip girl? No. A blank chick. Philippine chick?
A Filipino chick?
Filipino chick. Why can't I? That was a tongue twister.
Philippine chick.
Philippine chick.
No.
Filipino chick.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Anyway, he wants to marry a hot 23-year-old from the Philippines.
There you go.
That's how you say it.
That's how you say it, yeah.
And he is just not what a 23-year-old girl's looking for. Let's just put it that way.
She's also like, I like the beau. And he's like, I like the beau too. And she's like, get away from me. Like, he's so trying so hard to be in love and like do like exactly what in love people do. And you're like, you're doing it wrong, Ed.
Yeah.
You're being weird. You're being a little weird.
Oh, it's so.
But I think he really does love her.
Can I tell you something? Let me say something.
Something just crawled on my leg. Okay.
While you battle that spider, I think he loves the idea of being in love.
With a young girl.
She's not nice to him.
No, she rolls her eyes.
She's just a 23.
When he gave her Listerine and a toothbrush, and she's like, I have an ulcer. And he's like, oh my God.
Hey, guys.
Okay, guys.
Please tell that story to everyone.
They're in a hotel room. First of all, he's like, I have a couple presents for you. And she's like, oh, you do? And then he's like, yes. And then he pulls out a lingerie and he goes, do you know what this is called? She's like, no. And she literally is rolling her eyes. He's like, this is a teddy. My dog's name is Teddy. And this is called a teddy. And she's like, okay. And she grabs it. And then he pulls out a bikini. And she's like, thank you. Okay. And then he pulls out Listerine and a Listerine mouthwash and a toothbrush. And she's like, what is this for? And he goes, well, your breath is kind of bad. And she's like, then she goes.
No. He goes, your breath isn't pretty. Because there's a huge language barrier.
Yeah.
So he goes, your breath isn't pretty. It's not pretty.
Oh, that's so mean.
It was so cringe to watch.
Instead of just having a conversation with her and asking her, hey, I mean, that's the hardest thing.
This is tough.
Yeah, but like, you can't just hand someone Listerine. Mean.
No, here's my question though. And by the way, this guy, Ed, is very sweet. So he presented it in as sweet as way as you could have if you want to give someone Listerine and a toothbrush.
Yeah.
But how do you tell someone, if you start dating someone and then you find out by like you like them a lot, and by the third, fourth date, you're like, their breath is rank. How do you tell someone?
You scream it in their face. You go, oh my God, your breath. And then they laugh and they're like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I had onions. That's what you do. You literally scream it at them.
Okay, here we go.
Because.
So you scream, oh my God, your breath to me. And I say, I have halitosis.
And I go, okay, then this isn't going to work out. I can't date someone with halitosis.
You can't?
No. I'm so sorry. You either get it fixed.
How do you get it fixed?
I don't know. You got to go to the doctor, I guess.
Can you fix that?
I don't know. I think you can.
But does that come from a stomach ulcer?
Oh, is that what it's from?
How to fix halitosis.
Here's the thing.
Oh, this just says.
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Floss at least once a day. Brush your tongue. Clean your dentures. Avoid dry mouth. Adjust your diet. Oh, it's. I guess. I mean, listen. I don't doubt that halitosis is a real thing that comes from something else in the stomach, whatever. But like,
yeah. What are you gonna do? Be like,
Yeah, it's tough.
I have to talk to you about something. It's so like awkward, but like your breath is like so bad.
Yeah, it's so awkward.
Because to be honest with you,
you've had it.
Yeah,
you've talked. You've. Okay. Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's you.
Well.
No, but you know when you like, when you eat
Do you like my breath for the most part?
You have great breath.
Like not
you
eating.
You never smell bad.
Not eating nasty food. I take care of my mouth.
Yeah.
There's
do
pretty
I?
Good. You do. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't ever smell your breath.
Yeah.
I'm never grossed out by your breath.
Yeah. Well, because I brush my teeth a lot.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth a lot. Mm-hmm. But I also like, I'm so aware of my breath.
Yeah.
Like I always want it to smell either fresh or just neutral. And same. If I can smell my breath, I brush my teeth.
Oh.
So, and I think a lot of people don't do that. Yeah. And it's like, why not?
Yeah.
If you smell your own breath, brush your teeth.
I literally haven't bought a package of gum because we've been in quarantine for the last 4 months.
Yeah.
But I love having gum when I'm out doing my normal life shit because after lunch, I pop gum in my mouth.
Yeah.
But a lot of people will just go through their day with just onion breath.
I mean, you do that sometimes, though.
I do. No, I do.
See, that's when I scream it in your face because I don't know how to handle it.
But I do that. I don't do that in public, though, right? I do it here.
You do it here.
That's what I'm saying.
You eat onions like apples. It's weird.
I've been slowing down a little bit.
But
you're right. Onion breath is bad.
If you come over to me, I just go, cue to your breath. I just scream it in your face.
Yeah.
So that you laugh at it.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, also.
And then it's like a funny thing as opposed to this is a problem.
Yeah.
It's more of a like, oh, well. Yeah. Just because I know you don't have like halitosis mouth.
Yeah. Okay. I get that.
But you also have such good hygiene and like your pits never smell.
No. Nope.
Your feet never smell.
I'm clean. I'm a clean person.
You literally, I'll like come into the bathroom when Matt's taking a shower and he'll be scrubbing in between his toes. And I'm like, okay.
I take the suds that are dripping down my foot and I actually clean in between my toenails.
What?
I'm not kidding. I will take the suds and I'll clean my toenails. I swear to God.
You're so
weird. It's not every time. It's probably every third shower. I'll be like, oh, I haven't done this in a while. And I'll clean in between my toenails.
Why am I grossed out by that? It's not gross. It's actually
great. Clean. I'm literally like I'll be washing my feet and I'll just go like that. And I'll kind of like scrub like that.
You're so weird. Okay, next question.
I'm clean.
Do you have a question?
I'm clean. See you next Tuesday.
Cancel this.
Canceled.
Fool.
Ask me a question and then I have to go shower. Please. Or else there's a reading a book now. I'm literally.
Sorry.
Do you know we're podcasting?
There's a question in here. It says, describe the perfect divorce.
Okay. Hey, sweetheart, we've had a good run. You have a man's on the side. I have a chick's on the side. You take Tommy on Tuesdays. I'll take Veronica on Wednesdays. You take Sparky. I'll take Spot. You have the Malibu house. I'll have the New York penthouse. And we'll swap once a year. That's it, baby.
Woo!
What's wrong? What?
I don't know. I mean,
that's
great. But also, like, these people are rich.
Oh, this is a rich divorce.
Yeah, they don't care. Okay.
Honey,
you
take Spot. I'm taking Sparky. That was my bad.
Oh, okay.
I want the German Shepherd. That's it. You keep Timmy. I'm going to keep Veronica. I don't like Timmy.
Okay. Okay, these are rapid fire questions. Ready?
Go.
It's boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
It's a yes or no.
All right, go.
Would you try an online dating service?
Yes.
Participate in a mate swapping party?
No.
Participate in an orgy?
Yes. Yeah, you only live once.
S&M.
What's that again? Like Rihanna shit? Yes.
To have sex in an elevator?
No.
Sex on an airplane?
No.
To donate sperm or eggs to someone?
No.
I'm not done.
Okay, go.
To donate sperm or eggs to someone you are not in a romantic relationship with?
No.
That's it.
Okay. Are there more rapid fires? Is it fun?
Yeah. Give me some.
Give me the... Okay, here we go. Ready? Would you rather be a student or an employee?
I hate these questions. Yours were all hot and sexy and mine are dumb as fuck.
Hang on. Let me find the sexy ones. All right, so here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm. You can go to any topic.
I know. I'm in here right now.
Okay.
What if your significant other passed away? Would you actively seek a partner after an appropriate mourning period?
Yes. Wait.
Wow.
Wait, that's not you. Just because you read it fast doesn't make it rapid fire. Is this rapid fire?
No, it's not.
Cutie.
Wrong page.
Also,
okay, I got one.
Also,
I got one.
Cutie, cutie.
Yeah.
No.
Well, why not? You deserve to be happy.
All right, fuck it. Yeah, I get this puss back out on the streets.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Do you believe?
No.
Well, that's not the question.
Yes,
let
I
me
do.
Hang on. Let me ask the question.
Oh, yes.
It's not just do you believe.
Oh.
There's more to this. Do you believe in fate?
Yes.
In self-fulfilling prophecy?
Wait. Cutie. What?
I'm trying here. Just answer. Just answer these. Just answer them, okay?
I don't know what that means.
In you saying, I'm going to be a millionaire and you do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's work ethic too.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than just prophecy.
Exactly.
Because my mom's a prophet.
Yeah.
But she doesn't do anything. You know what I'm saying?
But you pay for your...
But you know, my mom's a prophet, but I pay her bills.
Yeah.
But she did prophesy that I'd pay her bills one day, so I guess...
Oh, so I guess it's working.
I guess it works.
Shit, so yes, I believe.
Jeez. Do you believe in nature or nurture?
These are...
I hate that one.
Kitty, these are dumb.
Okay, these are political, but I want to ask a couple.
Okay.
Okay, let me just try. Do you interact on a personal level with people outside your racial or ethnic group?
Yes.
Do you follow the results of public opinion polls?
Give me the fucking book.
Hang on. I have one more.
Give me the book.
Do you think the FBI has a file on
you? Give me the book.
Okay, here. I'm trying to find the fun questions. I can't find them.
Okay. Ready? I'm going to find
Ask me any of those questions. I'll answer the political ones.
No.
Let's get me canceled. Do you believe that a house can be haunted?
Yes.
I do too. Do you believe that people can hear from or communicate with the dead?
Yes. Here's the thing. That's more of a thing, though. I think
it is more of a thing.
Yeah, because I don't want to just say yeah. Because I think that there are spirits that people can actually talk to, whether they are coming from somebody that... I just think that there are good spirits and there are evil spirits.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
I hear you. That makes sense. Do you believe in miracles?
Yes.
How cool is that?
That's really cool.
Do you believe that there is a God who cares?
Yes.
You do? You believe in God?
Yeah, I believe in God.
No. Could you imagine? I just figured that out about you. Do you believe in the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, though?
Give me the book.
Well, I just read the ones you gave me.
Oh, well, yeah, but I didn't know they were all Christian. I do love these ones, though. I like spiritual things, but I want to,
do you believe in the Ten Commandments? There's a song about that.
I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough, though. Do you believe in the Ten Commandments?
Here we go. I got my rapid fives.
Okay. All right.
My rapid fives are...
We're going to ask a few rapid fives to Ariel.
Rapid fi me.
Okay.
I don't know what these are about, so what's the topic?
Here we go.
Okay.
What if you were infertile? Would you adopt?
Yes.
Love it.
I want to adopt anyway.
Exactly. What if a friend of yours wanted a shotgun/whirlwind wedding? Would you advise against it?
It depends on the people, but probably I would.
Interesting.
What
if you found out that you were adopted? How would you feel?
I would feel blessed.
That's very cute. What if you discovered one of your parents having an affair?
I would probably confront the one parent and I'd be like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I would get the truth and then I'd say, you have to talk to mom or dad.
What is something that you did as a child that your parents still do not know about? Do you have one?
Made out with Blake Stanley on the on the floor of his mom's florist shop.
Blake Stanley, you savage.
Oh yeah. He picked me up. We drove to his mom's shop. Made out on the floor. There was like thorns poking me because there was like chopped up flowers.
Oh, wow.
And we couldn't be seen through the window. So we got on the floor and we talked on the floor and then we made out.
That's sexy.
That's it.
I think for me.
We're wrapping this up.
Oh. I think I dry humped someone on my mom's couch. Pretty sure.
Oh my God. Anyway, your mom listens to this.
Mom, plug your ears. Guys, I have to go pee and shower and go to sleep.
Because I love you guys.
It's late.
You guys are really pretty. You don't need a nose job. I love you.
We love you guys, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
You can't say that.
Well, we are going to see them next Tuesday.
All right. All right. I guess. You got a point.
See you next Tuesday.
Thanks.